Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in. Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited for today's meditation here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. Today's meditation and discussion is going to be a very simple and gentle one. So if you've come here today with a little bit of weight on your shoulders, maybe a little bit of stress or worries, maybe you feel a little stuffy in quarantine during this COVID-19 time, or maybe you're just looking for a little bit of relaxation and restoration. If you have come with any of those things, here is the place where we are going to let it all go and find that peace and restoration that we also deserve in our lives. So again, if you are dealing with something and you really need to let it go, you are truly in the right place at the right time. Normally at this point, we go into a little bit of spoken word to prepare us for the discussion ahead, but I want to hop right into our meditation, and I believe that today's meditation is going to be a blessing for your life. So let's begin with our pledge. I hope that you're repeating after me. I am committed in this time to not being critical of myself or living in a place of condemnation, but taking this opportunity of meditation to heal so that I can live a life of freedom. That felt good to say. I hope that you were saying that with me. Let's begin. So, as I begin to guide you into this meditation, I want to share with you something very special. Wherever you focus, there goes your energy. Whatever you're focused on, there goes your energy. And it's important for you to know that. So, if I focus on something that's happening in my life, I am giving energy to that thing. And where there is focused energy, energy is being depleted. And you have to ask yourself, do you want to deplete energy in areas that will not produce fruit in your life? I want to share some examples with you and just let it hit home where it fits in with your life. But many people during this time may be experiencing financial difficulty. There may be a little bit of confusion with their employment and uncertainty. And there may be thoughts of worthlessness. Remember, that's an untrue assumption. Let it go. There may be people during this time who feel that they want to save everyone and want to be able to save everyone. Maybe you're dealing with patients and clients and you want to be able to help them during this time, during this pandemic. But remember, it is not possible to save everyone. And so if you're carrying that burden today, let it go. Many businesses are dealing with a lot of confusion right now, not sure of where to turn, and are hearing about different things that they should do or maybe shouldn't do during this time, wanting to keep their employees employed and those who are self-employed wanting to stay in business. And you may have feelings of lack, right? You may be feeling left out, but that is not your identity. Let it go. Today's gentle meditation is going to help you to let it go. And I'm going to share one of the simplest ways for you to let it go. One additional example I want to share with you is, if you're someone who's not married or divorced or widowed and you're in quarantine right now and there is a feeling of isolation, right? And there may be thoughts coming in your mind about that. Remember, where your focus is, your energy goes with it, right? And so you're depleting energy in an area that won't produce fruit. And a lot of times when we focus in a direction, therefore we're sending our energy in a direction, that can also deplete your energy, take it away from the things that you want to be doing. Connecting with friends, building your business, working with patients and clients. You want to focus that energy properly. So back to that example, if you're someone who is identifies single, you may be saying something to yourself like, I'm not enough. No one loves me. No one cares. But that is not your identity. Let it go. As we go into our gentle and guided meditation today, I want you to focus on the one thing that is true today, letting all the other stuff go. And that one truth is, are you ready? I hope that you have prepared yourself for this meditation, that you're sitting or lying down, that your hands are free of holding anything, and that your palms are turned upward. I want you to receive this. Let's take a breath together. The truth is, your truth is today that you are a son of God, that you are a daughter of God. That is the only truth you need to hold on to today. As we begin this meditation, let's let the rest go. So take a breath with me. Inhale and exhale. I want you to relax your shoulders, allow them to fall away from your ears, going completely slack in the body. Visualize a feather falling down from your head to your shoulders to your hands. Breathe in and breathe out. Relaxing your jaw, releasing it, not holding any tension in the mouth, releasing the cheeks, slightly closing the eyes, softening the neck and the jaw. Breathe in. Breathe out. Keeping the palms turned upward, but relaxing any tension in the fingers, in the wrist, in the elbow, all the way up to the shoulder. Your arm is completely relaxed. Breathe in. Breathe out. Relaxing the toes, relaxing the ankle, relaxing the knees, relaxing the thighs, relaxing the joint. Breathe in. Breathe out. Relaxing the hips, relaxing the spine, relaxing the lower back, relaxing the belly, relaxing the chest, relaxing the upper back, relaxing the entire spine as if a feather was falling from your neck to your low back. Release. Breathe in. Breathe out. Today's guided meditation is coming directly from a quote from the book of John. Breathe in, breathe out. With the identity that you are a son of God, with the identity that you are a daughter of God, this is your true identity for today. Breathe in, breathe out. Accept your identity. Breathe in, breathe out. As I share this quote with you, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Breathe in, breathe out. So neither can you unless you abide in me. Breathe in, breathe out. I am the vine, you are the branches. Breathe in, breathe out. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. Breathe in, breathe out. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. Your truest identity today is that you are a son, a daughter of God. Breathe in, breathe out. Now I'm going to share with you a repetition as you keep your eyes closed, breathing in, breathing out, accepting your true identity, breathing in, breathing out, letting the rest go, breathing in, breathing out. I'm going to share with you a way to allow this quote to go deeper into your heart as truth. Every time you hear me say the word amen, I want you to say the word amen with me. Breathe in, breathe out. When you hear me say the word amen, I want you to say the word amen with me. Breathe in, breathe out. Abide in God, and God in you. Amen. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in God. Amen. God is the vine, you are the branches. She who abides in God and God in her, she bears much fruit. Amen. For apart from God, you can do nothing. Amen. Breathe in, breathe out. Amen. Amen. Now, as we go back through that one more time, I want you to be saying amen with me internally. I want you to say this to your soul so that it hears it. And I want you to say it with love so that it feels it. And I want you to say it with love so that it is soothed by it. When we realize that we are the sons and daughters of God, and we don't have to be saviors, and we don't have to take on identities that don't serve us, we become at peace. We become powerful, and we prosper in a fruitful way, in God's timing, in His will, it will be done. Breathe in, breathe out. Abide in God and God in you. Amen. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in God. Amen. God is the vine, you are the branches. She who abides in God and God in her, she bears much fruit. Amen. For apart from God, you can do nothing. Amen. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Every worry, every strain, every wrong identity, every complex, every confusion, every piece of stress, let it go. Breathe in, breathe out. Daughter of God, Son of God, take up your true identity. Breathe in, breathe out. Be. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are. Breathe in. Breathe out. Be. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are. Breathe in. Breathe out. Be. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are. Breathe in. Breathe out. The daughter of God. Breathe in. Breathe out. The son of God. Abide in God and God in you. Amen. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in God. Amen. God is the vine. You are the branches. Amen. She who abides in God and God in her, she bears much fruit. Amen. For apart from God, you can do nothing. Amen. Breathe in, breathe out. Your identity is what? Breathe in, breathe out. What is your identity? Breathe in, breathe out. Who gave you your identity? Breathe in, breathe out. Son of God, breathe in, breathe out. Daughter of God, breathe in, breathe out. Be at peace. Breathe in, breathe out. As we release our shoulders even further down from our ears, releasing every morsel of tension that could be in our body, as we have a mind that is clear and a spirit that is now readily available to us, we take a breath together. Let it go. So as you go about your day today, remember this, that you are a daughter, a son of God. That you are a daughter, a son of God. Let nothing take your focus from the truth. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room. I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. If it's okay, I would like to leave you with a poem. Let love flow and overflow. Let your joyful rain down into this temple. Let forgiveness live here, leading restoration and healing. Yahweh worshiping in a David-like praise. May I adorn my life with the better things, letting go of insecurities and being mindful that we are royalty. Let peace be the blood that flows through our veins. May peace be the blood that flows through your veins. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.